Hello and welcome to the Market Podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shraddha Jananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Rusmik Oza, who is an Executive Vice President, Head of Fundamental Research at Kotak Securities. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Oza.
Thanks, Shraddha.
Right. Well, the first question I wanted to put it across to is that what is your take on the US Fed decision and how will it impact markets in the near term?
Shritesh, the Fed guidance, I think, so they're continuing with the zero rate till 2023 and they're not expecting inflation also to go to around 2 mm-hmm. or remain below 2%. And they're expecting that unemployment should go back to around 4% by 2023. I think the only disappointment what market and street was looking at in the US and other parts was that some kind of increase in the bond buying program, which has not come in. So that is a small disappointment where markets have corrected slightly. Mm-hmm. But I think nonetheless, life continues as it is, I think, after some time. In fact, normally during this low interest rates, the markets are on the higher side historically because valuations tend to be on the elevated levels on account of the low bond yields and the low bond, high bond PE multiples. Mm-hmm. So I think maybe after a couple of days, markets will go back to its normalcy. Once this event is gone, maybe 1 or 2 days, we'll have some kind of a negative impact. But I don't see it quite negative for the markets, unless actually later on the Fed could again relook at the bond buying program after some time.
Right. And, you know, the hottest topic at this point in time is, you know, the SEBI guidelines on the multi-cap funds, although it's still a, you know, evolving situation. Looking at the information that we have, you know, how should investors decode the recent SEBI guidelines on multi-cap funds? And how will it actually change the life of investors, especially for the ones who are holding multi-cap funds in their portfolio?
Yeah, so Shritesh, the way we're looking at it is, I think the funds have some kind of flexibility. So I think the first thing is they're going to approach the SEBI and then try and actually see what best solutions can be worked out in the favor of unit holders.
Right.
There are 2-3 possibilities. One is either they reclassify the scheme or probably create another flexible kind of category. So you could have some new scheme under the banner of flexible scheme, something like that, or probably merge it with some of the large cap schemes where you have got 80-20 large mid kind of a ratio.
Sure.
So probably everything is work in progress as of now. And anyways, they have time. In 2017 also, when these kind of changes were happening, the SEBI had given extra time. So probably we could have some extension of this time period for implementation, either that or probably in the next 3-4 months, we'll see funds taking a decision based in the interest of the unit holders. As far as the unit holders are concerned, I think depends on the individual asset allocation. So in case if nothing is going to change and if the fund houses need to adhere to the new SEBI norm and increase the allocation towards mid and small caps, then I think so individuals can take their own call. If they are underweight on mid and small caps, they would continue, I think. So if they already a little higher on the mid and small cap space, maybe they could relook at maybe switching to some large cap or some other, you know, ETF kind of a scheme which they like, I think. So based on their risk reward ratio and risk tolerance and the preference towards the asset allocation. In all, I think so. There is a jerk in the small caps. It could continue for some more time,
right,
till the time we don't have any clarity. And maybe after closer to the implementation, then you could see some bit of, you know, reversion happening if things don't work out as they are today in terms of anticipation that small caps will rally.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to just watch out in the next 1 or 2 months how the mutual funds take a call, how they want to go about.
Right. So moving from secondary market to the primary market, you know, there's a flurry of IPOs which have hit D Street after 2 odd years of lull. It looks like, you know, promoters are looking to catch the liquidity wave. And, you know, A, what is your take and will the trend continue?
What has happened in the last 2 years, you know, the small and mid-cap space has been, you know, beaten down and had underperformed very severely. In fact, they were just recovering, but immediately after budget, markets again fell sharply and you had the pandemic thereafter. So, you know, a lot of small cap, mid caps have been waiting for listing for a long time. Maybe right now the platform is coming because we saw earlier 2-3 months down the line, the large companies started raising money through QIPs and through private equity placements. And then that has given, and the way the mid and small cap stocks have also rallied, it gives a good platform for a lot of companies who have been waiting in the pipeline to come out with IPOs, to raise cash. In some of them, it's basically a combination of exits. Either the private equity guys or some other large investors want an exit, or in certain cases, it is a genuine need for expansion. So it's a combination of that, and it is not bad as such, because whatever IPOs are coming, they are not so big in size. So till that time, it is not too kind of a big IPO, which is hitting the street. It's good, I think so. Maybe markets are very conducive, and there is liquidity in the system. I think we can just, if we go by the recent listing of happiest
Happiest
info
mind.
company, I think that gives some sense that, IPOs are opening also. Good IPOs are getting the deserved, in the sense of oversubscription, and listing gains are also there for shareholders. So I think it's a good trend, I think so. Till the time you don't have sheer madness in the market, it is fine.
Right. Now, moving from primary markets to the mutual funds, MF data showed that the equity is facing outflows and even the SIP contributions are also going down. Can we say that the retail money is getting directly invested in markets rather than the SIP route? I mean, it might not be clear right now, but could that be, could that become a possibility?
So part of it is right, Chetish. Maybe part of it could be a different reason. For example, in the last 2 months, we have seen smart money, which we call it, money is allocated by large family offices, HNIs, and super rich people.
Right.
I think a lot of those people have actually booked profit in the markets. At the same time, a lot of people who actually have seen the lows, and then again markets have probably gone closer to the pre-COVID level. So that's also one of the reasons why people are trying to pull out money.
Okay.
At the same time, parallelly, there is one more phenomenon which is playing out, is this new set of investors who are entering the market because of the lockdown. A lot of people found it very convenient to open accounts on this apps where it's free brokerage, and there's a lot of encouragement to do trading over there. So
Right.
this is also a lot of traders, speculators, and new investors have found this a way easy in terms of participating in the market. So that's also one of the reasons. It's a global phenomenon, not only India specific. So these are these the both the reasons. A is maybe the smart money is moved out in the last 2 months. That's why mutual funds have been actually selling in the market. At the same time, a lot of next generation, new generation, new set of investors have also entered. So both have been working parallelly. And the third angle is the SIP side. I think so. Maybe we've seen SIP monthly flows coming up, but not in a big way. So from 8,200, 300, from the recent, it's come down to 7,700, 7,800. Nonetheless, this figure is quite good in these kind of markets also. And especially in the last 3, 4 months, the turbulence we have seen in the markets, it has been quite sticky. And it's good for Indian markets to that extent. SIP money doesn't go down drastically overall. So net, just to summarize, is A, maybe smart money probably getting out, a lot of investors coming in the direct route because of the convenience and the low brokerage, zero brokerage kind of incentive which they're getting. These are combination which is playing out right now.
And finally, what should investors do with the small and the mid caps? Do you think it would be the right time to buy them on the dip?
I think maybe one can actually look at better entry levels, but yes, any correction could be a good entry level for select mid and small caps. The way I'm looking at it is, from the bottom, the small cap index has outperformed the mid cap, and the mid cap has outperformed the Nifty.
Right.
And to that extent, a lot of good quality mid and small caps have gone through the roof, and some of them are in fact trading at higher valuations than the large caps also. So there is a differentiation which one needs to make, because a lot of penny stocks are also going up. So I think one could try and actually look at good quality mid cap, small caps available at reasonable valuation. I think that combination could do well going forward. And this multi cap thing, if that also plays out to a certain extent, then it could be a good combination to pick up small and mid cap. So there are dozens of mid and small caps which are still available at attractive valuations, and because of the beaten down nature
right.
from the peaks, they are still trading at reasonable valuation, and an uptick could be good enough. So maybe my view is that one should look at small cap, mid cap selectively. Don't probably just go away from the space,
okay.
because still from a market perspective, the Nifty doesn't seem to be offering any good risk reward ratio. But that may not be in the case of small mid caps. There are good mid and small cap companies. One can just analyze the Q1 results and try and see which companies are likely to deliver in the next 1 or 2 years, and where valuation is reasonable. I think it's a good opportunity to participate in select mid and small caps going forward.
Right. Well, thank you, Rusmik, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, Sam.